kuyonale iviki umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa ukhiphe uluhlu lwamankampani kanye labantu abangabe bacela ilizwe imali ngokuyikhipha ngendlela ezingayisizo elizweni. Uluhlu lolu lutshengisa ukuthi kule mali edlula izigidi ezingamakhulu amathathu zamadola, i-R300 million eyangeniswa kule Botswana engazange ibuyele eZimbabwe kwakumele ibuyele. Mnangagwa ukuthi amankampani kanye labantu abakhipha imali le kumele bacheche bayiphendukise, kungenjalo abomthetho sebezangenela. Ugatsha olubona ngokungeniswa kanye lokukhishwa kwemali eBotswana kule Financial Intelligence Agency lutshela bamaphephandaba eBotswana ukuthi ngalesi sikhathi lungeke lutho kumbe kukhona ongaqondanga ngemali le eyangena ivela eZimbabwe. Kodwa abacubungula ezomnotho bathi akulacala eladalwa ngendlela imali yakhishwa ngayo kungumkhuba ojayelekile ukuthi amankampani afake imali emabhanga lapho inzuzo yabo iyabe igcineke ngendlela abayifunayo.
Angiboni ukuthi kule NEC engaqondanga ngokuthi amakhampani evule ama foreign currency accounts kwelizwe elifana leBotswana. Normal business practice ukuthi i-business iyafuna ukuba le-expectation ukuthi imali yayo iyayithola at the time iyayifuna ngayo. And kuyenzakala khona in a country like Zimbabwe kulama-controls, uncertainty in policy, namhlupha-ke ama-US dollar akho kusasa awaboni nawafuna. It's obvious ukuthi ama-businesses would want ukuthi befake izimali zabo in a jurisdiction ezabanika those guarantees.
Uthi njalo elebhotshane lemithetho elukhuni ebhekane ngokungenisa imali elizweni engavumi nje ukuthi kube kungeniswa kumbe kukhitshwa imali engaziwayo ukuthi ivela kuphi njalo ngasizathu bani.
IBotswana, by the way, is one of the most stringent banking regimes around the region. Awululu khona ungathiwa khona kule izimali ezingenileyo zingaziwi khona zivela ngaphi mbena zile any kind of illegality attached to them. It's a well known for being tough on i-banking sector anyway. So I think ukhathaza these things as being illegal or kuthiwa khona abantu abawalulutaz imali yakhona ifishwe eBotswana, it's inaccurate. It's normal business practice ukuthi umuntu zabo yes ama-profits akhe move them to when he knows that those funds can be recovered.
Omunye weZimbabwe ohlala eHarare uMnumzana Stanley Ncube uyazibuza ukuthi uluhlu lolu kungani lulamankampani angaphansi kukahulumente njalo angantshontsha njani imali ivele ngahulumente.
Hayi, ilisti siyibonile sibili, kodwa le ilisti khanye ngani dubious ngoba sibona nama-institutions ka-government akhona o-Sunday News o-Chronicle. Kwenzakala kanjani ukuthi u-government angayi-externalize ama-funds ka-government njalo i-exercise yokhanya it's a future exercise ngoba akula ukuthi imali yayizahamba ingayenziwa ngama-transfers of which ama-authorities aseZimbabwe lawa aseBotswana ngoba we-South Africa nangathi ayeyikhangela imali leyo i-source yemali leyo. So this money was not like iyatshontshwa.
Njalo ule mbuzo yokuthi imali le yaphuma iluhlobo bani njengoba iZimbabwe isile minyaka ingela mali yayo. Abanye njalo bathi kungani lolu luhlu lungela bantu ikakhulu isiphathamandla ezolucele elalisekela umongameli Mnangagwa uLila Khoste kusuba mceke ukuthi le kungaba kuyimpi yezombusazwe hathi yokudinga imali okoqotho. Ngumathini ngwenya wendaba zesitwe 7 sabron kwele Botswana.